Whoa,
shit. Craig came in like a wrecking ball.
I know.
Pre-recording, not recording yet.
No, it's fine. It's the same no matter what for me.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to the Guardian Hub podcast, where we talk Destiny and our experiences in the game. We spotlight different guests and communities, and are a place to talk about uplifting experiences that we have had. I am Kingsley Mack, and with me, as always, is Sin. Sin, what's the good word tonight?
I think the good word must start with actually being called Sign by Mercules.
Yes.
On their podcast this week. Because I left a review after his most recent rant. But we'll get into that a little bit later. The good word is good. Game of Thrones was good tonight. But I'd like to introduce, we have a super special guest. I've been listening to their podcast for quite some time now. The man, the myth, the legend, the Britney Spears pop purchaser of the night, a.k.a. Gear Dad, Jay. How are you doing, sir?
I am doing great, dude. There's nowhere else I'd rather be than right here with you.
Quite the intro.
I know. Hey. Jeez, there's a lot to live up to.
I had to do something a little spectacular because Jay always introduced his guest, or even back when Canuck was there, he would switch it up almost like every week and say something different, and it would make me laugh. So, thank you, Jay, for that.
I stopped doing that after the reboot. I should start doing that again.
Yeah, it was fun. And I'm going back now and listening since I drive a super long time now. Uh-huh. So I have plenty of time to catch up on things that I was slacking on over the past 3 or 4 months. So I've gotten to listen. I've been like binge listening. Kind of like instead of binge watching a TV show, I'm binge listening podcasts in the car now. So it's good. But tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us a little bit about your podcast. Let's start with that.
Okay. The podcast is Anti-Meta Podcast, and it started out, we launched right before D2 dropped. And so the plan was always to be, you know, just a Destiny podcast like all the rest of us, you know, and we needed a gimmick to kind of stand out. So we were like, oh, let's talk about a movie every week. So, okay, that sounds good. And then over like the months, it's kind of evolved into what it is now, which is just me. I just pretty much what you guys do. I highlight a guest from the community every week, and they pick a movie. We talk about it. And, you know, my mission is basically just to bring the community closer, you know, and just build bonds so that, you know, because the community is amazing. It's always been really, really good to me. And I'm lucky that I'm able to, you know, throw my voice out there once a week and people shockingly actually listen. So I just want to give everybody else a voice so people get to know better, you know?
Yeah. Now, wouldn't that be awesome if they made a Destiny movie? Then your podcast would be world famous.
Oh man, it would be complete.
You could do two in one.
It's a full circle.
I like it. Now, you do mostly Destiny as far as gaming, and or you sprinkle in some other games in there?
Let's see. We started, it was all Destiny at first, and then because I play a lot of other games too. I mean, now I don't really talk much about what I'm doing, but if like my guest is on and they're like, you know, yeah, I'm playing Division 2, then that's what we're talking about. You know, that's cool. The Destiny part is there simply because I know that that's where we all started. You know, like that's how we all met. So it's always there. And I mean, there's a lot more Destiny discussion in the Discord as opposed to on the podcast, but yeah.
That's gotcha. Great. I feel like I should know you. Like, you've been in the community for a while, and I've seen you in different Discords and whatnot.
I'm a Discord whore.
Yeah. Well, I'm in a lot too. And that's what I mean. Like, I've seen you around. Also, I saw on Twitter that you live in Torrance, I believe, California.
Yes.
That's awesome because I grew up in Southern California. So represent.
Where?
I grew up in Roland Heights near Diamond Bar. I don't know if you know that area.
Yeah.
Yeah. I worked at Disneyland out of high school. So that's kind of my claim of fame when people are like, where are you from? Like California. Like, oh, you're Disneyland. Yes. I used to work there. So.
Yeah. That's right. Was it you and I that were talking about that?
I don't think I talked about it with you. So that's why, but that's why I wanted to bring up that I saw that you were from California.
Yeah. My wife used to work at Downtown Disney. She worked there for like all through college. So she got into the park free. So that kind of forced me to buy an annual pass, and that's never stopped since.
Oh, yeah. Well, as we all know, for people that live down there, it's a common thing to do. Growing up, we had them my whole life, and then I started working there and getting in for free. And no, they don't live there anymore. It's always a pain having to pay huge one-day amounts to come back.
I feel bad for people who come from around the country to come. And it's just like you pay like, what is it now? I think it's $120 to get into one park.
Basically,
it's like you're in there and it's so crowded. You maybe get on three rides or something. I was like, oh God, like that must be so frustrating.
Yeah.
I feel old because I don't think I could do those lines anymore. I am the most impatient person in the whole wide world. I hate waiting for things. But I remember going to theme parks as a kid and having to wait in long lines to get on a ride. And I can't imagine how it is now. It's been years since I've been.
Yeah, it's nuts.
I don't want to do it either. Going so many times growing up, I like to be surgical and do certain things. And if you know how to hit it right and do the fast passes and go times when it's not busy, then it's a better experience. But you're right. Like people that come out of town, they save up all their money. They come on this big trip during the summer. They don't have any other choice but to wait in stupid long lines.
Show up in the summer on a Saturday. Yeah. So it's like, dude, there's 100,000 people in the park. Like it's at capacity already. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. I mean, I love talking about California. Also about Destiny, what consoles do you play on, or what kind of got you into Destiny? Let's back up and talk about that.
What got me into Destiny?
Yeah.
It was actually on accident. I had taken a big hiatus from gaming. I have twin daughters and they were born in 2011. And I was like,
a lot of work, I bet.
Yeah. I was finishing up nursing school and it was just like, there was just too much. Like I could not cope. I was just like, oh my God, like my brain's going to explode and there's no sleep. So I disappeared for like 5 years, like no gaming, no, I didn't watch sports. I didn't watch anything on TV, no movies, nothing. I just completely disappeared. And then it wasn't until like they were like a little bit, until they hit five. And I was like, you know what? I think, okay, they can kind of like not kill themselves now. And I feel I'll leave them alone. So I bought a Xbox One. And then I didn't even know what Destiny was. I think I was playing like Minecraft and Tomb Raider. And then a couple of my cousins bought this game called Destiny. And I remember asking them, like, what is this? Like, I don't even know what this is. And they're like, oh, it's the guys that made Halo. I was like, oh, okay. So I bought it along with them. And then, we played for like a few months. I started as a hunter. And then we found Reddit. And I was just like, whoa, like that. Like everything exploded after that because it was just like these people like actually min-maxing stuff and breaking down like stats for different guns. And it was crazy. Like I had never seen anything like that before, because I didn't play like MMOs or anything. So I didn't know that there were communities that were just like passionate or, crazy like that.
Oh, similar story to me too. Just jumping in once I hit Destiny.
Yeah. And then so after that, I found podcasts. I found Derp. Destiny Reset podcast. And I couldn't believe that there was like this group of people who, just got together and played and just complete strangers, like, people who've never met. Like this whole internet friend thing was completely like alien to me. I had no concept of how things worked. And then I found Dad Tales and that was just like, that was the light. Like that was what lit the fuse. Like I remember listening to their show and I just thought to myself, I want to be on that show one day. Like these guys are so cool. Their chemistry was like just rock solid. And they were like in the same place as me, like in life, like dads with kids and jobs and just trying to juggle like some playing time. And they just happened to like meet each other playing Destiny. And it was crazy, man. And I jumped into that community and I watched that thing grow from the very, very beginning. And from there, I just kind of, I found Destiny Addicts and then Barely a Destiny Show, Barely ADS now,
Yeah.
And then as we started Anti-Meta, and then I started Gamerscore Radio with Laz, and then we started finding other shows. It's crazy how it's grown, man. It's exploded. I know it's been like 3 years now, but it feels like it was just yesterday. You know, like it happened so fast.
Yeah. Tell us about, so you talked about Anti-Meta. Tell us about Gamerscore Radio too, for anyone who's hasn't heard of that yet.
Gamerscore Radio comes out on the same feed as Anti-Meta. I do the show with Laz Rich. I'm sure you guys know who he is, right?
Yes. Yeah.
He's like prolific content creator for like all the shows. We had him on as a guest. I think it was like episode 17 or something of Anti-Meta. And I was like, damn, this guy's really, really good. Like he's a natural on the mic, you know? I really, really wanted to give him a voice of his own. You know, he writes into every podcast that I listen to and I keep hearing his name because he contributes. I just wanted him to have his show. So I approached him and I just said, hey, you can run it on my feed and I'll help you do it. So I don't consider that my show. I consider that his show. I just help him with it. You know, like I'm the co-host. He's the host.
Sure.
But, the idea was Gamerscore Radio was we wanted to talk about video game music. We did that for maybe two episodes. And then we were like, you know what? Let's just talk about whatever we want. And that's basically what it's turned into. And then we don't really have a release schedule or anything. Like Anti-Meta comes out once a week. We joke that Gamerscore Radio comes out quarterly because it's just whatever we can get around to it. Like we recorded a show this morning, actually. I was up at 5 o'clock so we could record. It's a good time. Laz is a good guy.
5 o'clock.
Yeah.
I was West Coast life. I know. Holy moly. I was up till 2 o'clock in the morning playing video games. I could not imagine getting up 3 hours later to record.
Yeah, I was up till 1. And then I was just like, yeah, that's fine. That's not the earliest I've gotten up to do something Destiny related, like with the community. I've gotten up at like 4:30 in the morning to run Whisper with a couple of guys from the East Coast. I'm cool with it. Like I just want to run. Like I want as much time as I can have with a community.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I always appreciate my East Coast friends. I'm not quite, you know, I live in Utah, so I'm mountain time, but I count myself more Pacific than anything else. And I always give props to my East Coast friends that stay up late and play with me. And they're saying, oh, it's 2 a.m. I'm like, it's only midnight.
Yeah. Okay. I always tell myself too, like, if I could just move one time zone over, just one, it would change everything.
Yeah.
Just that 1 hour makes a huge difference.
I guess I'm the odd man now because I'm stuck on that East Coast time.
So you mentioned you play on Xbox. Do you just play on Xbox?
Xbox. I actually have it on PC and I have it on PS4 also.
But Xbox is your main there?
Yeah, PS4, I think I stopped at what came out before Forsaken, Warmind?
Warmind,
yes.
Yeah, I didn't get the Forsaken expansion for PS4 because I was just like, this is too much. Like,
I
cannot run three systems. It's insane. I had actually given up on PC for a while until Season of the Drifter dropped because they gave us those bounties that pull you up to 640.
Yes.
And so very recently, I would say like in the last 2 weeks, I ran those and I was like, oh, look, I can actually participate again. So.
Well, we play on PC also. We main on PS4, but we'll meet up with you sometime on PC for sure.
Oh, yeah, for sure, dude. Yeah.
What do you like to do in Destiny? What's kind of like your favorite type of thing or whatever?
I like to shoot things in the face.
Yeah.
I think I have a different approach to the game than most people. And like, I don't care about like the lore. I have no idea. Like, I don't know who Oryx was. I don't know anything. Like, I'm just.
Do you remember killing him?
Yeah, it's like, you know, just show me what I have to do. I just want to run with you guys. I want to shoot. And
shoot shit and don't die, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I love doing. As far as like what I prefer doing, I really enjoy Gambit. I love running Gambit. But it seems like everyone hates it right now. At least my raid team does. And nobody wants to run with me. So it's like,
Yeah, we're kind of feeling that way. I mean, we definitely don't love Gambit Prime so much. It's a little too sweaty for us. And even regular Gambit, I guess you could say burnout. It's not like I hate Gambit, but it's like I kind of want to step away for a little bit before I go back into it.
I totally understand that too, because it's like I know like a lot of guys who got Dredgen and don't even want to touch it anymore. They're just done, you know, because that's a big grind. I was chasing it this season for a while, and like, I actually got all the RNG stuff out of the way. Like I literally just have to reset 3 times, and I have it. And I've never reset like before. And I was like, dude, this is a lot. Like, this is a lot of Gambit. Like, I don't know if I want to do this, man. You know, so I don't know. And I mean, I'll run PvP too. I'm learning the nuances of PvP. I'm very, very bad.
Just don't play it right now. Yeah. We have two days.
Yeah.
Wait till after the revelry. Oh, and then and the infinite skip grenades is out of the equation.
Even as a hunter, like we ran I have a raid team that runs every Friday night, and we had two guys who couldn't make it. So we're like, yeah, let's just run some PvP or something. And we ran Friday night, and I ran the bottom tree striker, and I put on Armamentarium. And then, you know, you drink the magic potion, right? And I was throwing grenades. I was just standing in one place, just throwing grenades in a circle. And I was like finishing games with like 2 to 5 KD. It was dumb. I was like, dude, this is dumb.
Yeah. It's broken.
It's broken.
Way broken.
Like, I don't like using that word, but like, yeah, like I am shocked that they let this thing go like that.
Yeah. Yeah. We talked about that briefly in the past, and whoever thought it was great for comp, let alone, I mean, even quick play, maybe not, but like, yeah, it's kind of crazy. It'll be nice for it to be gone on Tuesday.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. It's, you know, like I enjoy Mayhem, you know, I love that game mode. But like 3 weeks of mayhem across all, across everything. Every game mode, that's nuts. Like that doesn't make any sense.
Right. It's too much. Now you do, now what about raiding?
Oh, I love raiding, dude.
We love it. It's too bad you're on Xbox as your mate. Tell us, I have to ask, what's your favorite raid right now? Or how do you kind of rank them, you know, the D2 raids?
The D2 raids. Okay, so I'm really, really bad with the names of stuff.
Oh, it's okay. Well do you, I mean... Have you done them all, the D2 raids, or do you have one that's like your favorite? Okay. I mean, Last Wish is probably my favorite.
I really like that one. I really enjoy that one, especially like that first encounter where you're just running through the city. That's Last Wish, right?
The Scourge. You're thinking Scourge where you do the top of the buildings.
Yeah, that's Scourge.
Oh, yeah. So if it's a city one, yeah, that would be Scourge. That's the newest one. That one's really fun.
Yeah, I love that encounter. Like that's so, it requires so much teamwork. Last Wish is
Riven, the epic.
That one's awesome.
City. Yeah,
we've never beaten Riven legit. I don't even know how to do it. Like we run to that corner.
I don't think anybody knows how.
You know, we listen to see where he's running. Just do we do the rockets. But yeah, I love that raid because you know when we beat him the first time, we thought it was done, and then we're like, oh, we actually have to walk this thing out, and it was just like, oh,
the annoying part.
Yeah.
Yeah, that part after Riven gets a little bit frustrating at some points.
I love raiding because it's like you can go in there and your first time is just like, oh my God, like we're never going to get this right. Like this is impossible. And then, you know, not even half a dozen times later, you're doing it, you know, on autopilot. And right. I mean, I'm lucky, you know, I have a team, you know, I have a really, I mean, I don't want to say we're awesome because we're okay, but like we get along, you know, like we never turn on each other. We're just like, you know, this is your freaking fault. Like it never turns into that. So it's always just fun.
Helpful. Yeah.
We should definitely hook up and raid on PC at some point. Man.
Yeah.
I'm down.
I would be down to do that. Run Scourge and
Last Wish.
I'll run anything, man. I'll run freaking Kallus if you guys want.
Oh yeah. We do that too.
We did. There was a group from Hootog who was yesterday or last night. I had just gotten off work. I was watching Clear Night from Hootog. He was streaming. They ran Leviathan or whatnot, and one was about to bounce, and they posted in Discord. So I jumped on for Eater Worlds and did that last night on PC. And first time in a while going back to raiding on PC, and I really enjoyed it. And one thing that I was laughing about it after the fact because I switch my screens a lot because my PS4 runs through an Elgato through the PC, but I have three monitors. I got Discord up. I got Google Chrome up. I need to have item manager. So when you're tabbing through the screens and the game takes off focus, it takes my frames away.
Oh.
So what I'm playing PC for, I don't get my nice frames. So it strips the game back to 30 frames for some reason. And then when I focus back on, it goes up to 60. And I don't know how to get around that, but.
Huh.
But yeah, I enjoy raiding and PC life. That PC life.
Yeah, we'll get some groups together. We have some good players on PC, and it's nice to have. I don't believe we had any Xbox main people on the podcast yet, and we'd like to spotlight everyone in the community. So we'll definitely, you know, get all your links at the end.
We do now.
Today is our first. But yeah, you'll be a good contact for people too, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, I'm always down to run. Like, I prefer, you know, PvE, but if people want to run PvP, I'll run it. I mean, I give them the disclaimer, like, look, I'm not good. If you're trying to win, we're going to have a hard time, but I will do whatever you want. I got no problems, like, joining people up.
It happens, especially now. But I struggled my first part in PvP year one. I decided to do the whole trials thing.
Uh-huh.
And my KD was destroyed. I've certainly gotten better since then. So I've now moved up. I've actually made it to like just over 1.0 KD mm-hmm. average. But it was there for a while, like a 0.8, 0.7. And it took me forever because I totally sucked at it. And I got destroyed. And I'm not really that great now, but I can hold my own. But it's fun. It's fun every now and again to go in there and just kind of play. It's different. Every match is a little bit different, and I enjoy that.
I mean, that's the nice thing about PvP. You know, like, it's, you never know what's going to happen. Like, it's because you're playing against real people, you know, as opposed to AI, which you can kind of sort of predict. This, you never know. You never know how it's going to turn out, and you don't know how good that guy is on the other side. So I don't know. It's cool.
So, you know, you did some Destiny and play through the whole game. How do you feel about it right now? Is it still keeping your interest? Do you play it a lot or hop into other games here and there? Kind of, what's your gaming life look like these days?
Yeah, I have a very well-documented addiction to this game. Like, I can't stop. Like, I can't. Like, I'll leave for like a week and then I'm back again, you know, and I'm constantly looking for something else that'll take me away, but nothing has done it yet. And I mean, I play other stuff, you know, like I'm playing Division 2 right now, which I'm really enjoying. I was in the Apex tournament, Elmer Fudd Games from Just Some Guardians. He has Apex tournaments, and we jumped into the second one. I was in there with Laz and Zan from Barely ADS. And that was actually my first time ever playing the game other than like 20 minutes of like tutorial from Zan. So I was like, hey, I'll run with you guys, but you got to know I'm bad. I'm not good at this. Let's see, what else am I playing? And then I'm always looking for like a good like RPG or like a good
Last of Us.
God, Last of Us is so good, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
I remember seeing that posted somewhere that you were playing that.
Game was phenomenal. I think I beat that maybe 6 months ago, but I put it off and I was like, whoa, I can't believe I missed this game. Like, this game is amazing. Like, I got into God of War and I think I maybe put in 10 hours and then Destiny just sucks me right back in. Like, it does it every time. I find a game like Breath of the Wild. I started that for a while, 10 hours, right back to Destiny. I can't stay away.
That sounds super familiar.
My backlog is embarrassing. And I keep buying games and I just like, all right, I'll play this for an hour. But then it's like, oh, it's my friends.
So I decided, because I had a backlog, I played a few hours in Assassin's Creed Odyssey and then God of War. And then, like, I look at my screen on PS4 and I'm like, I really don't have any motivation to play them. I still got so much shit to do in Destiny. I'm just going to go play Destiny. So I posted them on the Facebook Marketplace. So I'm just waiting now to sell them. And my plan was at some point, you know, to go get Days Gone, because I would love to play that. And I haven't yet.
And when will you have the time for that?
I think that's going to be... I probably will do the same thing. I'll play 10 hours and it'll be like, I'm just going to go back to Destiny.
That's what it
is. I mean, we'll see. I mean, yeah, I'm the same way. I think the longest I've stepped away from the game is maybe 2 weeks. And even then, I might have logged in once within those 2 weeks. You know, these are like in the down times of right before Warmind, where things were kind of slow, or maybe like in the summer of Destiny 1 before Destiny 2 was coming out. But it's the raiding that always brings me back. If you can find people to raid with, the game is never really boring.
Yeah,
especially if you have new people come in.
That's 100%. I agree with that 100%. Because that's like what was the season before this one with the Forges?
The Black Armory.
Yeah, Black Armory. Like, when that dropped, like, I had zero interest in any of that. Like, I haven't even unlocked all the armories yet. But I was always back every Friday running with my raid team. Yeah, like, those guys they've always kept me there. And it's just like, and I said it earlier, like, I'm so lucky to have these guys. And then if one of them isn't available, we can, it's really easy to just, you know, hey, we pick somebody up out of the, you know, friends list. Like, hey, you want to run with us? Yeah, sure. So how can you not raid, right?
Yeah, I know. You know, I get people, it's a time commitment. You know, some people that feel like they're not as good and they're worried. I mean, we're chill on our side too. Like if someone, if we need to teach them the ropes from the very beginning, that's fine. You know, everyone has to learn somewhere and we have time and desire to do that. But I get it is hard getting some, when you have a good team like that, that's good. I mean, we have teams on the PS4 side, but I wouldn't say we're quite like at a 5 or 6 man normal every day of the week. So it is sometimes a little hard finding people. That's one reason, probably the main reason why I even got Destiny on PC also was to have more people to raid with.
Yeah.
Because I wanted, and that's why I'm in a lot of communities too, is just finding people to raid with. Sometimes you'll see me acting annoying and posting in discords, you know, we need one or two for a raid, you know, whatever, and see who is willing to join up.
Oh yeah. You're feel free to throw that in my Discord, man. There's guys in there that run PS4 and PC.
Yeah. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. Speaking of other games too, like I've done some Assassin's Creed Odyssey lately and other games like that, but Destiny is where it's at. Now it'll be interesting to see, you know, the spring event is just ending and there's rumors of maybe some quest or exotic or something in the month of May. But if there's nothing that comes in the month of May, it might be a little bit of a light month. I don't know what you guys think about the month of May. Of course, June will have a big expansion again.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not big, but well, it seems like this one would be bigger. I'm excited for another new raid, and it seems like this one will maybe have more, a new 6-player matchmade activity. I mean, awesome. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's like I approach that with a skeptical optimism. It's like, oh, that sounds good, but what will you do? Like,
and even
what's going to be wrong with this?
Well, what will be wrong is no one will know what to do, right? I mean, yeah. Just like how you still go into the Verdant Forest or some other activity and you're like, hey, wait, what are you guys doing? Oh, well, whatever. I guess we're not going to pass it.
Yeah. And then, you know, after a while, it becomes easy.
Yeah, there's a lot to look forward to. Season of Opulence. And then hopefully we'll know soon what's coming in the fall. Boy, so much potential good.
There is a lot coming.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's so much happening.
Now, was there any, with them fixing the 9 bounties this coming Tuesday, I should say Tuesday, but just based on when I actually get the editing done.
So everyone listening may already know the answer.
Do we think that's going to lead into an exotic quest? Because now we are in May. And is this supposed to be the final bounty, the one that nobody can complete yet?
No, there is another one at least. And also the rumor is it's all going to line up with the last curse week. So we have 2 more weeks. We have this week coming up on Tuesday. And then the week after that, where it starts, will be the final curse week for getting all the lore. Of course, there's been ways people have been able to cheese it and get that lore master, you know, title. But the legit way is the next curse week is the last truth, the power lore. So it's all kind of lining up, supposedly. And there are some rumors here and there. I hope, because again, what are we going to do for the rest of the month of May? But I mean, of course, we'll raid. We'll find things to
catch up on everything.
I always like new stuff. Yeah. Imagine some cool Whisper of the Worm quest or something like that.
Yeah, that would be.
Yeah, I would be down for another secret for sure.
That Whisper was really, really well done. Like, I was like, there you go. There you go, Bungie. That's what we were waiting for.
I was at work when I saw the streams like popping up, when I saw people started playing it. I'm like, what is this? And I'm like excited to get home and to try it.
Discords were blowing up. Reddit was blowing up.
Oh, yeah. I remember. It was crazy.
There had been talk about like we haven't had any of these secret quests for a while. And,
yeah,
you know, there's like the ones in Destiny 1 with, you know, going into the Vault of Glass and getting the weapons. But we never really had anything like that in D2. So that was pretty darn cool. Yeah.
Not until that one.
And still annoying to do on my Warlock, but I make it work. What do you mean, by the way?
I am a Titan 99% of the time. It's what I started as a hunter in D1 and I played it for like 6 months and I was like, this game's okay, I guess. And then I was like, let me just try this Titan. And I made a new one. I was like, oh, okay. So
yeah,
now I'm addicted. There it is.
You're like, this one's
that
mine.
One made sense. And then I tried a Warlock too. And I was just like, nope, can't wrap my head around this. I still like, I have like all three on, you know, all systems, but it's always, I just run the Titan and the Warlock, even on Xbox, just does not get used. Like, I cannot wrap my head around the jump, the way it moves. I don't know.
Definitely certain things about the jump are annoying. And then the certain things are better, too. Like, some of the height movement, it's almost easier than a Hunter.
Nova Bomb.
Oh, yeah. Of course, that's OP right now. I've been enjoying that.
Yeah. One of the guys on my raid team, Brisbear, that's all he runs. He only runs that Slova, and he just throws it, just constantly throwing it. And he goes in the Verdant Forest, and just every room, he's like, he'll throw it first, and then there's more orbs, and he just gets it right back. It's crazy right now, like with the way it works.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that and the Skull of Dire Ahamkara, which somebody still needs the ornament on that, right, Kingsley?
I still need that. I'm really looking forward to the Hateful Wish ornament, which makes it look so much better. Kind of has a cool black look to it and a little bit different style, but I'll get one.
Is that just like a RNG drop?
It is through Tess Everest, and she has not offered it as a buyable through Bright Dust or even regular purchase. If she does, I'd actually buy it, but right now it's just RNG.
How much Bright Dust do you guys have?
Like, just bulk. We were talking about this the other day. Finn, do you remember?
Kingsley is bigger than mine.
Oh, yeah.
I've got just under 10,000 now from doing some of the Eververse bounties.
Yeah.
But wait till Kingsley tells you his, because when he told me, my jaw hit the floor.
Well, I'm sure mine isn't that impressive, because I've actually stopped doing the bounties the last couple months. I was doing them very religiously and had a lot saved up from the beginning of D2. But I'm rocking right now 34,000.
Holy crap, dude. I thought I had
heard that. Another draw job. How much do you have?
I think I'm like right around like 12,000, but I've never done a bounty. Like, it's just, they just keep coming, you know? Like, the reason I asked.
You melt all your shaders?
I melt everything. Like, the ships, the sparrows. It's like, I don't need this. This is whatever, you know? And the reason I ask is because, like, I just remember in year one, you know, during vanilla, like, people were just so angry at the, you know, at Eververse. Like, you know, this microtransactions are, And this is like, now we have, like, everybody has, like, this abundance of Bright Dust, and like, no one's using it, you know, because like, there's nothing really, I don't know, at least for me personally, like, I'm kind of over like the whole, you know, oh, I need to have this and I need to have that. It's just like, whatever I end up with. I mean, every now and then I'll see an emote that's like really amazing, and it's like, okay, I'm buying that.
That's true.
But I don't have that desire to just like, okay, I need to have everything, and this needs to be fair because I shouldn't have to pay more than I already paid, and blah, 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 blah. I don't know.
Yeah, there's not much. That's part of the reason why I have a lot right now also, is because the only thing I've bought recently, and I have bought something recently, is the Vault of Glass ship, which was way cool when that was up a couple weeks ago. I forget its name, Aegis or something like that. But I just don't buy much. And part of it's like, yeah, when something really cool is around, then I'll always be able to get it. And that's pretty rare. That's something that I really want.
Yeah. And then, like, you know, like, I get a ghost shell, and it's like, if the perks are better than what I already have, then yeah, you get to stay. But otherwise, you know, I don't need you. Like, I already have, the experience, the Titan experience or whatever, you know, like, I don't need that again. Like, what am I going to do with that?
Well, this actually kind of comes up on a topic I was considering talking about, you know, how we feel about the state of these collectibles in the game right now. You know, one thing I was thinking the other day when I was looking at all my emblems is I feel like emblems are in a really awesome state in D2 right now. There's a lot of different variety, a lot to pick from. How do you guys feel about emblems?
I think I would agree with you. Like, I think the emblems in D2 are probably the best they've ever been. I mean, not that emblems are like, you know, this huge deal, but I mean, it's like, you know, like, they count like really cool things, you know, like there's more emblems now that do stuff other than just be an emblem, you know? And, you know, it counts your KD, it counts your, you know, KDA, or, you know, how many, your highest Nightfall score, whatever. Like, everything does something, you know, so you're actually like looking at a number. So it's kind of cool. Like, it really gives you something to show off, you know?
And there's tons of them.
Yeah, there's a bunch. And even like the exclusive ones now, you know, like, you do, I don't know, something impossible, like Solo Flawless the Shattered Throne, you know, like, you get an emblem for that. And it's like, dude, no one else is getting that. You know, you wear that and everybody knows, you know, that look at this guy pulled that off. So to me, that's really, really awesome. Like, I have no problem with the emblems right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd agree as well. They're in a pretty good state, and they do a lot of different emblems for not just in-game stuff, but I had gotten one, the Skull one. I can't remember the name of the actual emblem. when I actually bought something from the Bungie store at one time that I really like, that I've used quite a few times. And I do like all the routes that you can actually get them. Like you said, Fall of Shattered Throne. You know somebody's wearing that. You know where it came from. One that I would like to get, it would be the Black Armory one. The one where you have to go into Bragusa, I think, to start that.
The Mysterious Databat quest.
Yes, that one. We have to actually shoot some things to start it. I wouldn't mind going and doing that at some point.
There's a lot of great emblems. I was thinking, like, why can't they have better ships? I feel like, you know, there's a few cool ships. Like, I bought the Vault of Glass one, but then most of the, and then there's a cool, you know, the Whisper ship. But other than a few here and there, like, aren't all the ships like reskins and redos, and it's not that many cool ships.
Yeah, I don't know if it's an unpopular opinion that I have on ships, but it's just like, to me, like, ships are kind of one of Bungie's bigger cop-outs, you know, because it's really like it's a load screen, you know, like it doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
You know, like they're just like, okay, let's just recolor it. And then you put it there as in the loot pool as something that can, as opposed to something that can drop, like, you know, like an exotic skin that you could get. But instead you get a ship that's like, okay, I don't even need this thing. I mean, they look cool. There has been a lot though of like reskins. It's been a lot, because like in my raid team, we just run the little bumblebee ships. Like, that's all we run.
So, oh, that's great.
Like, for me, I see one, it's almost automatically a delete. The exotic ones are really cool though. Like, the most of the exotic ones that I've seen are like, oh, that's really awesome. That thing looks cool. Like Saint 14 ship, I still have that one. I think that's what I run on PS4. Like, that one's awesome with the ribbons trailing off the back of it and stuff. That thing is cool.
Yeah, there definitely are some cool ships. And, you know, to be fair too, ships are a 3D asset versus just an emblem being something that graphic designer, you know, it's a 2D asset. So I'm sure there's more development time making cool ships than emblems. Right.
Yeah. At the same time though, it's like nobody sees that ship. Like, you know, if I'm flying into PvP, the other team doesn't see that ship. They see my emblem.
Yeah.
But they don't see my ship. I don't know. This, I don't know. It's nitpicking at this point, honestly.
Oh, it certainly is. But it was a thought I had the other day when I was, you know, just thinking about, yeah, the emblems are actually in a pretty good state. I'm pretty impressed with how many different ones there are. And I'm sure there'll be a bunch of, at least a few new ones in Season of Opulence. And who knows what's coming on after that.
So. Yeah, probably. And I think for me, the ships, I'm with Jay on this one, that I delete anything that's purple. I keep the exotic ones.
Yep.
And the same with the sparrows. If it's not exotic, I'm typically not keeping it, because those things to me don't matter as much. Emblems I care a little bit more about, and I like to switch those in and out a little bit more so.
Yeah.
But I am excited to see what Opulence is going to bring.
I hope we know more. I would guess 2 weeks from now at the latest. They've got to give us some more information, like a little preview video something or something.
Soon, yeah.
You're chomping at the bit. You're like drooling and waiting for it.
Something to do in the summertime.
It's funny though, you know, like they're going to give us a little bit, and then we're going to get all excited, and then inevitably, like, the community is going to be like, wait a minute, this is not what I wanted. So I don't know.
I will get tilted though if there's another exotic hand cannon. Ouch. We have too many. We need an exotic something else. We need like an exotic auto rifle.
Fusion rifle. Well, I guess we have the Arbalest kind of. Yeah, you know.
Well, kind of.
But
all the D1 hand cannons are back, right? Like, there's no other ones, right?
Well, for exotics, yeah. I mean, there's certainly other, like you talk about, like palindrome.
Please,
like,
bring back Zalo Supercell.
Zalo Supercell.
Please,
Zalo would be awesome.
Yes, please bring that back.
But I don't know that they would though, because we already have Risk Runner.
I know, but yeah, people have said that too. It's similar enough that they might not, but I remember Zalo was my very first exotic I got in D1. I started D1 after taking King, like taking Springs, what people call it, and was just finally learning about Xur, and that's what he had for sale that week. And I bought it from him, and I'm like, this is fun.
Yeah.
I ran that for a long time.
We started the sit lurk right around the same time then. I think I started like end of February after taking King came out, so.
That's the time to start it.
Yep.
All the cool kids do.
Yeah, we didn't know that. We didn't know the struggles of year one.
No, that's true.
It's like we showed up and I was like, dude, what's wrong with this game? Why are people angry? This game's perfect.
You came in at the best time.
Yeah. What was your first raid that you did in D1? Do you remember?
Crota.
Okay.
We did this, like, for the longest time, it was just me and four of my cousins, just there was only five of us, and I didn't have any other friends like on Xbox or anything. And we had some very close group, like, you know, super antisocial, whatever. They were like way ahead of me. And they're just, I just remember just being powered up through the whole thing. Like I was just like, they're like, stand in this corner, don't die. And if I would peek, I would get shot and I would just die. And I'm like, stop peeking. Don't worry. Just stand there and we're going to get you this clear.
Oh yeah.
Like, one just of those stupid things. Stuff like that. And then yeah. What did we end up doing? Yeah, we cleared Crota first, I think. But when King's Fall came out, well, it was King's Fall when we started. That took us a full calendar year to beat. Like full calendar year. Like we started March of, what is that, 2016, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
We beat it like March of 2017. It was something dumb. And it was just because it was five of us, right? And we didn't have a sixth. And so we had to learn all the encounters, how to five-man everything.
Oh, impressive. Yeah.
And it wasn't, we got all the way to Oryx and it was, we were just like, dude, we can't do this. Like this cannot be done. And so what I did was that Christmas before we beat it, I bought it for another one of my cousins. I was like, dude, you're playing this. So we Makes finally sense. Got our, we got our sixth gun and we're like,
oh. Oh man, that is the way to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I found the community and then it was like, oh, okay. This is much easier now.
Definitely much easier when you have a pool of people to pick from. Say, I'll take you tonight. I'll take you tonight and we're going to raid and we're going to crush this.
Yeah. My first D2 raid clear was on PS4.
Nice. Yeah,
like I had no idea like what was going on or anything. I was using the PS4, which is, I don't like, apologies if you guys love that controller, but
no, there's better controllers.
It does not like my hands.
Yeah. I just live with the PS4 controller right now. I just live with it.
I mean, it's fine, but I do recommend, I mean, if you have the money, it's super expensive, but I'd recommend they have an Astro Pro controller now for PS4, but I was fine with getting Evil controller. A lot of people get the scuffs, but they kind of break down easily. But yeah, there's better controllers for sure.
When I play on PS4, I actually use my Xbox Elite controller. I just have a little adapter.
Yeah.
That controller is...
That makes me wonder if an actual Xbox controller would work.
For...
PS4?
PS4.
Yeah.
It should.
That's what you do, yeah.
Yeah. Like this little adapter, it's literally, I think it's like $40 on Amazon.
You need an adapter, the USB won't just plug right in.
I mean, it'll plug in, but it won't work.
It's probably changing the codes, yeah. Kind of like what DS4 does on Windows, so you can plug in a PS4 controller to work with games.
That's why I have the Xbox controller for PC.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I do too. Like if I'm feeling lazy, I don't want to fight the MNK, which is already a struggle. No, I'll just plug in the controller. It's fine.
It's good. Plug and play and go.
Controller life for us, yeah, on PC.
Oh, you guys run controller on PC?
Yeah, I mean, I do. I'm a little bit older myself. I did some mouse and keyboard stuff when I was younger with some games, but like, I don't have time to learn all that again. And my fingers feel a little less nimble these days than they used to. So I'm just going to stick with controller and rock that out on PC.
I mean, like.
Now, Diablo 3, mouse and keyboard all day.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's easy.
Some games, yeah, like.
Yeah. Like nothing compares to shooting with a mouse. Like it's so satisfying to shoot with a mouse. It's like, I remember the first like PvP game I played on PC. I was like, oh my God, like this is, I'm just clicking heads and everyone's dying, you know, but I can't move, you know, like I'm just standing in one spot, like looking around.
I know that left pinky kind of some of the left fingers. I don't have as much dexterity for hitting the keys that are needed.
I think in D2, like the movement is way more important than actually like the gun skill. Like just where you're positioned and all that stuff. I think that's, you can get like a pretty decent KD just doing that as opposed to, hey, I'm a better shot than you are. I don't know. That's from my experience.
I agree. And I don't have enough, I think, yeah, especially once you learn the maps too. I haven't learned the maps enough on PvP, but I feel like what you're saying is clicking in my mind. Cause on the PvE side, I use that all the time. You know, there are definitely downsides to being a warlock. You don't have as quick a movement. So you just have to learn how to like work with float and the jump. And you don't have like the invis like hunters do to kind of get out of sticky situations. So I've learned with raiding so much in PvE activities, how to kind of stay alive as a warlock. And yeah, and then I see other people like just kind of standing in one spot and almost like taking it. I'm like, you know, if you'd move a little bit, you maybe wouldn't die as much. You know,
just take one step to your left every now and then.
I tend to be in the air a lot. It probably annoys some people, but as a warlock, if you want to stay alive, it can be helpful to be in the air a lot to stay alive.
I used to try to like sit there and compensate for that. Because if somebody jumps in PvP, I'm dead. Like, I'm just like, I've lost you. And I'm like the idiot that like looks up and looking for you. And then you're already behind me, you know? And yeah. I would like just, I'd bring my sensitivity like higher and higher to the point where like I can't even like hit a shot because it's too twitchy, you know? And finally I was playing with this guy and he was just like, just if they jump, just run under them. Just keep going. Don't stop and look up. Just run. And then when you get around like a wall, then turn and then come back. I was like, oh, that's so smart. Like, it's just like, it's like basic stuff, you know, but in the heat of the moment, like you don't think about it. So I don't know.
Yeah. You want to get the kill so badly that you're not thinking about just running away and coming back to re-engage. You're like, I'm going to find you and I'm going to kill you.
And it was, it was like at that point where I realized like, I was like, oh, so the movement is more important than actually hitting the shot, you know, like, cause it took me a long time to like, you know, okay, I'm standing here and we're both shooting at each other and I know I'm dying and I've hit, I don't know how close you are to dying, but I know I'm going to die in the next shot. And I would sit there and just try to, you know, outgun the guy. And now I'm actually learning to like, okay, I'm losing this fight. I need to run. And then it's like, okay, I'm going to run around the map and I'll find you again. You know, like that kind of thing. Like that took a lot of like mental like awareness where you're like, okay, you're dying now. You have to run. Because pride, you know, keeps you standing there. Like, just, I can take you. It's like, no, got to learn to run.
Going into every fight, you're like, yeah, I'm either going to win or lose. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping to win. If I die, I'll just respawn and go back at you.
And the caveat also is just like, never believe anything I tell you as far as PvP. I'm like the worst. I'm terrible.
Well, I'm not a PvP expert myself by any means. I joke even sometimes that, I mean, you know, you say you'll play with other people. If they ask you to play PvP, there's times where I politely decline. I'm like, I don't really feel like that tonight. Yeah. You know, PvP. I try to. You know, what's got me into it a little bit lately, as Sin knows, is I'm trying to get the Suros Regime Catalyst.
Yeah.
Got me in.
If you just want Kingsley to join in any PvP match, hey, by the way, have you gotten that Suros Catalyst yet? I thought so. We're going in.
Is that a random drop?
It is.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Jeez. Yeah, I hated PvP for the longest time. And then I started running with the guys from Potato Thumbs podcast, the Death RX clan. And those guys are like hardcore, like big time PvP guys. Like those guys do things that just blow my mind how good they are. Like they'll jump in, they'll carry you to 2100 and get your recluse in like two nights. Like they're so good.
Can they borrow your PS4?
they offered to like account recover mine. So that they're like, do you want it? We'll just get it for you. It's easier for us to just take your account than it is to carry you to. That's how bad I am, you know, like I'm causing. But yeah, they've really taught me like the just how to like the nuances of it, and just, you know, I have so much to learn. But they're super super competitive, but they're also like super laid back. Like they don't ever like, you know, god, you suck, like why are you here? Like it's never like that, you know. Super super positive.
Just give them a good beer and it won't matter.
I mean, to be honest, like I don't think I've really run into very many people like that in the community where I was like, dude, you're like freaking toxic, man. Like I don't want to run with you anymore. Like I could probably count those people like on one hand.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's a good thing about these communities, and it's probably like, if there's going to be someone like that, it's A, probably some younger kid, or B, someone who hasn't learned that, oh boy, if I want to be in the community and people are going to hear about me, then I can't be toxic, you know. So that's a good thing about. I was really happy. I found DRP also as my first community when I was listening to their podcast. And I'm like, I just need to find a chill group I can play raids with. And I don't want, this is my first time playing with people. I don't want to be like with PvP tryhards, whatever. I just want someone that's willing to teach me the ropes and just chill about it. And sure enough, a lot of people in the community are like that.
Yeah, 100%, dude.
Well, what else in this week was interesting, Sin? You said you did that Eater of Worlds raid. We didn't do a raid together this week.
Unfortunately not. I did try to con everybody in the Eater of Worlds to do it. Prestige. But
I would have been willing. Yes, I was available at that point. I know I wasn't home yet and I was kind of watching what you guys were doing, but that would have been fun.
I snuck in on that one.
What comes out of Prestige? Like, are you looking for something?
That is the Telesto Catalyst, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh. Yeah. I luckily got that.
Got it. Yeah, you got it on PS4. Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Now, I did have the Risk Runner Catalyst drop randomly from a strike the other day.
Yes,
but sir. I haven't used it yet.
You haven't used it yet? Well, yeah. No. Have you let alone leveled it up yet?
No. Yeah.
I haven't either. Risk Runner, I always wanted to use, but I forget.
There was a time where, in kind of this lull of trying to get like catch up on everything, like a few weeks back, like catching up on some Black Armory stuff, I was actually throwing on weapons that I needed to finish the masterwork of finish the catalyst for. But I still haven't done Polaris Lance. I still haven't done Sturm, Skyburner's Oath, Acrius, which was a big one when everything happened with the shotguns, because Acrius is supposed to be still pretty good. And Darcy I haven't finished, and then just got the Risk Runner. But a lot of them are grindy. You need to get a bunch of kills, especially with Acrius, yeah. With the amount of shots that you get. You need 500 kills to complete that catalyst.
I think Merciless is the same way.
I don't think I actually have Merciless.
That one dropped for me check. Like maybe 2 weeks ago. And I remember like I killed like, I don't know, 30 people in a strike or something. And like I looked at it, it was like 1%. I was like, holy crap, this is going to be a while. Okay.
Yeah, some of them are super awful.
But we have heard this last week, reminds me, they didn't announce it in the TWAB, but it was DMG officially posting in a forum that they will be bringing back a few more catalysts sometime this summer, which has got to mean sometime in Season of Opulence, were part of the faction rallies that people might have missed. So that'll be exciting.
I missed all three.
I missed all those. I don't have any of those.
What are they again? Remind me, guys. Sunshot, was it Graviton Lance?
And Sweet Business.
Sweet Business.
Sweet Business, yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
That would be great.
Because I remember like everybody was chasing that Graviton Lance, and that thing was all you saw in PvP. I was like, dude, is anybody using anything? Like, even without it was pretty solid. Like, I was still using it without it, and I'm doing okay. But once you put that catalyst on, it was over.
Yeah, I'm excited to get that one. I really want that one. Out of the other two. Sunshot, not so much, just because there's so many exotic hand cannon choices right now. Sweet Business,
yeah.
Just because I never really used it. I think I only used Sweet Business when I was going for Breakneck for the auto rifle kills inside of Gambit. So,
oh man, I never even thought
Graviton lasts. Yes, yeah. That was actually, you throw up the mini Titan wall and you just... and you just keep unloading, because once it cranks and gets up to that highest rev point, you can melt some enemies with it.
Yeah. Dang, I never even thought to do that.
You're welcome. I just changed your life.
It's done now. I already have it.
So. You have it now. But
I think I just... You have it on Xbox. Yes. Do you have it on PC?
No. Like, I have nothing on PC. Like, I was just like, that's just what I used to, like, you know, hey, you want to run? Yeah, okay, I'll run with you. Like, I chase everything.
You got enough to beat Deadly. Got enough to be deadly.
Well, enough to contribute. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, enough to contribute. I was lucky I got Lord of Wolves on PC Sin. So I'm like, as long as I have Lord of Wolves and a good enough auto rifle, you know, I don't have Breakneck. And I think I have like Hammerhead and Thunderlord and you know, enough heavy weapons. I get my Whisper, like, okay, that's all I need for raiding. You know, I don't care about if I don't have the whole gambit yet.
Now, I did finish the last word quest on PC the one time I was playing, but other than that, I don't really have a great selection. I got enough. I got enough to be useful.
That's all you need.
Well, it was great talking to you, Gear Dad. And you know, you said you went by Jay at the beginning. Can we call you Jay?
Since we're all friends. Absolutely. Yeah. That's what everybody calls me.
Jay, a.k.a. Gear Dad.
A.k.a. Gear Dad. Yeah, I've seen in the Discord, I think you went by Good J because there's an Evil J.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Or on Twitter as the J Experience.
The J Experience.
Yeah, that one didn't stick. I thought that was really funny when they're talking about that on Potato Thumbs, but I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I my gamer tag was MC Kingsley. I did the PlayStation change to Kingsley lately because everyone just was calling me McKingsley, and I like, and it didn't mean to be that. So, you know, sometimes it's, you just got to change your name.
But, yeah. No, that's what I was referring. That's how I referred to you before I realized. I was like, oh, it's MC Kingsley. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So some people know me as that, but no, it was definitely a pleasure. And we heard about your Anti-Meta and your Gamer Square Radio podcast. Is there anything else that you do in the community?
No, I just whore out in the Discords.
That is the way to do it. And okay. We recommend everyone listening.
Equal opportunity offender.
Yeah. People join Discords because that, if you don't know who to play with, I mean, we have a Discord here for our podcast. There's a lot of other great Discords. If you join ours or join another one that we're in and we see you, like, there's a lot of good people that want to play the game. And if you don't know, like, oh, I don't know how to find people, just join Discords, like, chat with people. There's plenty of great people that will want to play.
Yeah.
So I agree with what you say about being a Discord whore. I am also.
There's this community is so big. Like, I know, like, our little corner of the internet, right? Is like, we're such a small part of this, like, the bigger community, but like, it's like, there's a lot of people, man. And like, everyone's pretty cool. And like, I encourage people to join Discords and stuff just because, like, you might, like, when I first, you know, got into the community and everything, I had like all this anxiety and I was like intimidated and I didn't want to be like that guy. I was like, oh God, I'm going to run with these people and they're going to think I'm an idiot because I don't know what I'm doing, whatever. Like, no one's ever done that. Like, no one has ever been like, dude, you're no good. Like, I don't want to run with you. Like, everyone's always been like super patient and super cool. Like, yeah, you run with us. We'll make a spot for you and all this other stuff. Like, it's always been like nothing but positive. Like I said, one hand I can count. Like, the people I'm like, I don't want to play with that guy anymore.
Yeah.
And I play with a lot of people, you know, like, dozens and dozens. So I don't know.
No, it's very true. Yeah, great community out there. I mean, it's how I found, you know, Sin and everyone else, and just awesome people to play with. And it's great that we like to, you know, promote each other and talk about different things going on. I mean, we're not here to like compete. We're here to promote each other. And
yeah.
Hey, check out this resource. Check out that resource.
Wait, this isn't a competition? Well, damn it.
I forgot.
No, I'm just kidding.
Sin likes to have a competition. You know,
we all just like having fun.
Yeah. I created this podcast because I know I play the game like crazy. And I just, you know, like, I know I can talk about Destiny a lot, and it's not to like try to get tons of listeners. I mean, if people want to listen, great. I want people to listen, but like, I just want to have fun, you know, I want to have fun in the game.
Yeah. That my sentiments exactly.
Well, Sin, anything else on your mind this evening?
Yes.
Please do tell.
Mila Kunis.
Okay. Are we going to have an episode of Celebrity Crushes? That can be episode, I don't know, in the future.
That actually is not a bad idea.
Hey, we could talk about voice actors in the game. You know, there's some pretty, pretty cool voice actors in Destiny.
You're going to have to bring me back for that one if you guys do that one.
Yeah.
The Mila Kunis or the voice actor one?
Who was it? I saw like the voice actor who does. Yeah, the Mila Kunis. Well, I agree too. Mila Kunis for sure. Hi, wife, Stacy. I love you. She knows. It's all good. I mean, my main is Emily Blunt, but Mila Kunis is probably number two.
Oh, nice. Emily Blunt.
Okay, Sin, now we just have to go on and I guess.
No, I'm just running through all the celebrities in my head right now. I'm just like, damn, this one, this one,
after show.
This one. All right. Too many to think about right now.
All good.
Welcome to the Guardian Hub After Dark.
Guardian Hub After Dark. Yeah, oh, that'd be great. Oh, it's been such a pleasure having you on tonight, Jay.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Excellent guys. Talking
this
to you.
Really, this is a good time.
Yeah. And
now,
yeah.
Tell the peeps where they can find you. And by peeps, I really do mean the yellow little fluffy chicks marshmallow.
If you're looking for a show that's almost as good as this one, because honestly, you guys are doing a great job, man. Like, I know it's new and you guys just, you know, you guys are getting started, but I enjoy this. I enjoy it every week. You guys have already had people that I didn't even know were part of this community. And I'm like, dude, that guy's cool. I should reach out to that guy. Like,
thank you.
That's a big service you guys are doing. Cause I think it's important that we all, you know, cause like not everybody has a voice. Right. And so it's important that we help people just, you know, just give them a little bit of exposure, just give them a little leg up to be a bigger part of the community. Cause we have a lot of really cool people, man. You guys are doing a great job. You guys should make sure you keep this up.
I'm planning.
Well,
on
thank
it.
You, sir.
Yeah, but you can find Antimeta Podcast. Just go to Antimeta Podcast. It's got everything: the Twitter, the email, the Discord link, all that stuff, and all the Gamerscore Radio stuff is on there too. You can find them both on Twitter, though: Antimeta Podcast and at Gamerscore Radio. And I am at AKA Gear Dad pretty much everywhere.
Excellent. Well, yeah, and we'll put those in our show notes also.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we love doing that. Sin.
I don't do that. You do that, Kingsley.
Oh, well.
I handle all the editing.
Yes, you handle all the Sin does heavy work.
What? You guys actually split the work? It's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess I would say Sin does more work, though, because the editing is editing is pretty heavy, and I do all the back end and the marketing.
That's what she said.
After dark.
We are in the after dark, don't forget.
Sin, where can people find you, lovely sir?
You can find me on twitch.tv/SinMedia. Sin is C-Y-N, and it's not sign. Mercules, I will never let you forget that. And on Twitter at Sin_Media.
I mean, you have to be Kingsley. Asking for it a little bit when you spell it like that, right? C-Y-N.
I mean, I guess, but my thought process when I came up with it originally, because I don't think I ever really elaborated on it, cynical is spelled C-Y-N, right? It starts with C-Y-N.
I never thought it was there. Sign. I've known you for a long time, dude. I never thought it was sign.
Well, I don't think I did either, but I'm just saying someone probably, you know.
Mercules will never let him live it down.
We're going to have him on the podcast now, right? You work on that.
I planned on inviting him too. But yes, Kingsley and the beautiful, beautiful faces of the world. Where can they find you, good sir?
Yes, they can find me as Kingsley Mac is my full PlayStation gamer tag. And also as Kingsley Mac on Twitch. I just stream occasionally when I'm ratings for the most part. But on Twitter, I am still MC Kingsley. And I will just have that for now, unless I can change it. But no worries there. And for everyone, our website is theguardianhub.com. And you can also find us on Twitter as The Guardian Hub. Thank you, everyone, again for listening. It's been a great pleasure again having Jay, a.k.a. Gear Dad, on.
Thanks,
and
guys.
And everyone.
Yeah, much love, sir. Much love.
Much love. To everyone listening, have a good night.
After dark.
Good night.
Bye. Bye.